Chapter 9 of Len Bertain's book, How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days, The Tribal Knowledge Council. The war on waste creates the ideas and a process to get ideas into play, but it still requires a formal process to get new ideas into the system. Once the war on waste is completed, most companies still want new ideas to continue. When the war on waste is over, the implemented ideas need to be tracked. This is achieved with the Tribal Knowledge Council, the subject of this chapter. By the way, we're not in love with a name. We just needed a name as a referral place for new ideas. We have tried other names, the Idea Council, the Idea Review Board, Change Review Board, and many others over the last 31 years. For now, we will use Tribal Knowledge Council, or TKC. The TKC is the control point for the input of all ideas. Its purpose is to be the clearinghouse for change and new ideas. It serves as a touchstone for the CEO and his executive team. They use it to keep track of ideas as they move through the system. It is not managed as much as it is a monitor. It is an automated function with a dashboard. The dashboard tracks the progress of results. Word of caution here. This council has no direct authority, nor should it. It merely facilitates the idea process of putting ideas into play. If authority is given, it will create two problems. One will conflict with line management authority, and two, it will create an artificial elite status that will dampen participation. The Japanese call this Kaizen. It is continuous improvement. For them, ongoing innovation does not occur by chance. It is part of their national religion. It is Zen Buddhism's strive for perfection. But as we have noted in blogs and other documents, this concept rolls off American managers. If it is framed in terms of internal growth or profit improvement, it definitely rings the bell. We learned this early on in the war on waste. Internal growth. The TKC reports to the CEO as noted in the chart above. The chart basically shows the CEO with his vertical, downward vertical VPs, who in turn manage, coordinate various teams working on ideas. Down at the very bottom, you see a block called employees in which ideas flow to create the teams that in turn put the ideas into the Tribal Knowledge Council. There's also a line indicating that the CEO is chairman of the Tribal Knowledge Council and oversees project as a source of internal growth. Management support is shown as a dotted line indicating that they better support the Tribal Knowledge Council. In this diagram, we see the CEO as the chairman. It isn't necessary for the CEO to attend all or any of the meetings. He, she just needs to see the input, progress, and output of the ideas going in. Ideally, the TKC is automated in large companies. However, it is not a complicated process. Smaller companies can do the tracking with a spreadsheet. Fortune 100 companies have a larger volume of ideas, and some form of automation is needed. We will offer one option about how to do this later this year. A few we call that the EWOW program as a way to track ideas in volume at large companies. A few words need to be said about the staffing of the TKC. It cannot become a place for anyone to create an agenda of power. The TKC is merely where ideas go. They are tracked from initiation of the idea to the proposed solution, which is reported for all to see. The TKC tracks the increase of revenue or cost reduction projected by a team. The CEO and the executive team keep in touch with the results. Successful teams will be recognized. That will happen both when the idea is ready to go and when an idea hits its target. We had a concern about making the TKC a power position. At first glance, it would be a great starting point for a young manager. It would be a great way to meet everybody in the company. However, we had observed a problem with this in other companies. When we tried to create idea centers, we also often saw a well-meaning employee get into the position and problems rose. Their personal agenda would come into play. Tension would lead to conflict with frontline supervisors. Time demands to work on a project took away from value-added work. This created the tension. So we noted the best way to avoid the problem was to take away the option. So we insist that CEOs instruct the TKC head to keep the ideas flowing, keep the CEO abreast of great new ideas, and push all suggested ideas to completion. Ideally, in the culture of innovation following the war on waste, ideas flow from every employee. In this methodology, improving know-how is a defined responsibility of every manager. We want these managers to support new ideas. Support of new ideas becomes part of their job description. One of the most difficult parts of this process in large companies is dealing with lawyers. In most Fortune 500 companies, there is a patent or IP group. This group sometimes gets involved. They ask or demand to look over the shoulder of the TKC activities. They want to make sure that ideas with patent potential are identified early to ensure IP is protected. On the other hand, these groups of lawyers are by nature power centers. They need to be controlled as well. With a power-hungry, patent-monitoring lawyer, nothing would get done. All ideas would be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb. Progress would grind to a halt. This is normal in the balance of innovation and IP protection. It is not a danger, merely a precaution. We encourage this conflict because it is important. Lawyers need to be guided, however, because they can be useful. Imagine that. Tracking of all ideas is a responsibility of the TKC. Implementation is a responsibility of the team. When managers get involved, they provide support. So when someone has an idea for a process improvement, the idea is submitted. A problem-solving structure is applied to get the idea converted into action. The implementation plan and metrics of success are posted for all to see. The progress of the team is posted by the TKC or is available online. The TKC is a single point of tracking for all ideas and innovations. These are ideas that improve mission-relevant know-how or tribal knowledge in the company. All ideas, large or small, need to be reported here. The ideas serve as a basis of what was noted earlier with earned recognition. We know that some ideas are very easy to implement. They don't get much attention. But as we noted earlier, the idea is important and all ideas need to be respected. We respect even the small ideas. This is important because even these ideas help the cash flow. Respect ideas. That is the foundation of the war on waste and any innovation culture. In the next chapter, we cover some of the frequently asked questions or FAQs that we often get. If you want to know more about the process, you can read about it or look it up on www.waronwasteacademy.com or read about my various books in www.lenbertainsbooks.com. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you or listening. Talking to you in chapter 10. Thank you.